Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 575,324 views on Thursday, May 25, 2023, our article of the day is Ike Turner. Isaiah Lester Ike Turner Jr., November 5, 1931, December 12, 2007, was an American musician, bandleader, songwriter, record producer, and talent scout. An early pioneer of 1950s rock and roll, he is best known for his work in the 1960s and 1970s with his then-wife Tina Turner as the leader of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. A native of Clarksdale, Mississippi, Turner began playing piano and guitar as a child and then formed the Kings of Rhythm as a teenager. His first recording, Rocket 88, credited to Jackie Brinson and his Delta Cats, is considered a contender for the distinction of first rock and roll song. During the 1950s, Turner also worked as a talent scout and producer for Sun Records and Modern Records. He was instrumental in the early careers of various blues musicians such as B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf, and Bobby Blue Bland. In 1954, Turner relocated to East St. Louis, where his Kings of Rhythm became one of the most renowned acts in Greater St. Louis. He formed the Ike and Tina Turner Review in 1960, which over the course of the decade became a soul-slash-rock crossover success. Turner's cocaine addiction and legal troubles, together with accounts by Tina Turner of domestic violence, published in her 1986 autobiography I, Tina, and the 1993 film adaptation What's Love Got to Do with It, had an impact on his career in the 1980s and 1990s. Addicted to cocaine for at least 15 years, Turner was convicted of drug offenses and served 18 months in prison. After his release in 1991, he relapsed in 2004. Dying of a drug overdose in 2007. During the last decade of Turner's life, he revived his career as a frontman by returning to his blues roots. He released two award-winning albums, Here and Now and Rising with the Blues, hailed as a great innovator of rock and roll by contemporaries such as Little Richard and Johnny Otis, Turner received critical acclaim as well. Rolling Stone editor David Fricke ranked Turner number 61 on his list of 100 greatest guitarists and noted, Turner was one of the first guitarists to successfully transplant the intensity of the blues into more commercial music. Turner won 5 Grammy Awards, including 2 competitive awards and 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Tina Turner in 1991. He is also inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame, the Clarksdale Walk of Fame, the Mississippi Musicians Hall of Fame, the Blues Hall of Fame, and the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:10 UTC on Friday, May 26, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ike Turner. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.